Marhaba, and welcome to the Matrix Green Pill, where real people connect.
Hello and welcome back to the Matrix Green Pill podcast. I'm Hilmarie Hutchison, and today I have a trailblazer in the e-commerce realm joining me. Vishal Sheth is the visionary CEO and founder of BatteryMate, a thriving Australian e-commerce giant. From a modest garage startup to a 5,000 product powerhouse in just a few years, Vishal's journey is a testament to resilience and adaptability. Vishal, welcome and thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Hilmarie. Thank you for having me.
So to start off, could you please tell our audience a little bit about yourself and your background?
Yeah, so hi everybody. My name is Vishal. I'm founder and CEO of BatteryMate.com.au. BatteryMate is Australia's and New Zealand's leading battery and charger retailer. We specialize in rechargeable lithium-ion batteries. So all the batteries for your laptop, your phones, your vacuum cleaner, security camera, lawn mowers, power tools, pretty much all the household devices that you can think of. We specialize in those batteries. We primarily compete in e-commerce and online space. So yeah, that's me and that's BatteryMate.
Okay, let's step a little bit further back before BatteryMate. Is it BatteryMate or BatteryMate?
Well, in Australia, they call it BatteryMate. In US, they say BatteryMate. So yeah, it's BatteryMate.com.au.
Before BatteryMate, what was the dream? Where did you grow up? What was your dream for the future?
Yeah, sure. So I was born in India. I finished my graduation back in India. I moved to Australia back in 2007. I got my master's degree in business and accounting here. After finishing my master's, I worked for about 5 years in IT sector and in some of the banks here locally in Sydney, Australia. Then I started a part-time business selling electronic products online on eBay and Amazon primarily back in 2017, I believe. And then in 2018, we started selling more electronic products. And in 2020, we started BatteryMate.com.au. And that's when we started specializing in rechargeable batteries and chargers.
What was the idea that sparked BatteryMate? Why did you start it?
When we were doing our market research, we noticed that more and more electronic products were going wireless. Let's say from our landline phone to lawn mowers to security cameras, to pretty much all the electronic devices that we can think of right now, more and more devices are becoming wireless. Even our cars are going wireless and electronic vehicles are becoming very popular. Our security cameras are going wireless. What happens is when something goes wireless, it requires a battery as a power source. When a device is using battery, it will have to be replaced at some point of time. So let's say if you are using iPhone 15 at the moment, right? In about 3-4 years time, you will notice that you don't get the same kind of battery life from your iPhone. So at that point of time, we come into picture. You can come to us and buy a replacement battery and your iPhone will pretty much start performing like a brand new phone. Keeping that idea in mind, we realized back in 2020 that battery market is going to be really huge and significant in coming future. And that's why we started BatteryMate.com.au.
You saw a problem that was going to come in the future because you could see the way things were moving into being more wireless. And then you created a solution for that. Excellent. What were some of the challenges that you've faced when you first set up BatteryMate?
As I said, I was born in India. I moved here back in 2007, and then I came as a student, finished my degree, worked at a couple of places here. So one of the biggest problems that I came across, and lots of e-commerce businesses come across, is capital. Apart from capital, let's say if we talk about other barriers of entry, they're actually pretty low. If you're starting an e-commerce business, all you pretty much need is an idea. Then we have Alibaba. Then we have access to a lot of other online tools that can put you in touch with overseas suppliers. You can import your product relatively easily nowadays. When it comes to scaling your business, that's a different ballgame altogether. So let's say, for example, if you're working out of your garage or if you're working out of your bedroom, you can work at, let's say, as little as 5 or 10% margin and you'll be okay because your overheads will be very limited. But when it comes to scaling your business, when it comes to looking at bigger picture, the biggest hurdle that an e-commerce business will face is access to capital. So that was kind of our biggest problem as well when we started with just about 10 products back in 2018. This was prior to starting batterymind.com.au when we were selling on different marketplaces like eBay and Amazon. When we started with very little products, we were doing quite okay. But then when it came to scaling the online business, we met with this hurdle, which is access to capital.
Then how did you overcome this challenge?
We realized in very early days that getting access to capital is not going to be easy because no banks or no financial institution wants to invest in a business that is just about 6 months old or 1 year old and that is so volatile and barriers of entry are so low that tomorrow another company or another bigger player will come into picture and put you out of the business. So it was very hard to get investment from regular financial institutions. So instead of doing it, what we did is we focused on a very small number of products that had decent profit margin. We could invest those profit back in the business and roll the capital, earn more profit, invest it back. So we did not go very wide in our portfolio. We went as deep as possible. We kept our portfolio limited to 10 to 15 products for a very long period of time. And that's a very hard thing to do because what happens is, let's say if you see success, if you see that your 10 products are doing really, really good, you will want to introduce more products. You will say, okay, I've made my first $50,000. Let me try getting more products. When you do it, you come across many popular products that have very limited profit margin, and then your capital is stuck in those products. So instead of doing it, we kept on reinvesting our profit in items, in products that were generating amount of margin. And that's how we grew rapidly. And once we were able to show our few years of financials, once we held the balance sheet, held the profit and loss statement, we were able to get that favorable term. That is the time when BatteryMind started scaling really, really fast.
The two things you did was you kept a limited portfolio, and then as you made the profits, instead of just spending it on flashy things, you reinvested back into the business. So you bootstrapped your way to a point where you were then substantially much bigger, where you then could access traditional capital to really grow. One of the challenges also as you're growing a business is hiring the right talent and setting up operations. How did you approach these challenges?
That was one of the big challenges. Let's be honest, right? Nobody wants to work in a company that doesn't even have a proper office, that is kind of having its entire operation in a garage. It was really hard to hire smart people in our early days. What we decided is we hired people for their attitude, and then we trained them to become all-rounder if we are hiring somebody for a customer service role. But if they have to look after logistics, they will have to be trained to print shipping labels, to pack items. Even today, even though we have got a lot of people working in our office and warehouses, but if our container comes, if let's say some warehouse guys are away, or if there is just too much workload in warehouse, a lot of people from office, including myself, we'll go down in the warehouse and we will physically start emptying containers. We'll start putting products on the shelf so that we can fulfill customer orders as soon as possible. What our motto, what our goal, if a customer is placing his or her order before 2 p.m., we want to ship it out on a very same day. For that to happen, we want to make sure that container is empty, products are there on the shelf, they are ready for warehouse people to pack as soon as possible. We hire people for their attitude, not based on their resume, not based on their fancy degrees. And then we train them on the job. We do performance reviews every 3 months. If you are doing really well, you don't have to wait for a full year to have a pay rise. You don't have to wait for a full year to have another job title. Every 3 months, there is a performance review. There are set goals. If you meet those goals, if you meet your KPIs, you will get reward for the services that you are providing to the company. So that's how we overcame this hurdle.
I love that hiring for attitude and then teaching the skills that you needed and identifying those people that would be willing to manage or do various aspects or various jobs, not necessarily what was only on their job description. I think that's very smart. I know that sustainability is a significant focus for BatteryMate. Can you talk to us about how you integrate sustainable practices into your business model?
So sustainability is at the core of what we do. We make sure that customers have access to affordable replacement batteries. They can use their phone, their camera, their laptops
as long as possible.
And those devices don't end up in landfill before their usable lifespan ends. Let's say if we talk about laptop, right? So a lot of laptop companies like Dell, they all have different models for different countries. These third-party battery manufacturers will manufacture battery for this laptop model for as long as possible so that Australian customers, laptops or cameras or other devices for as long as possible. Apart from that, we provide free battery recycling services to the community. So we are based in Western Sydney area, and anybody who lives around our warehouse in this region, they can come to our office, our warehouse and drop their old devices, their old batteries. We can recycle those batteries for free. We also make sure that all the packaging that we use, whether they are satchels, whether they are cardboard boxes, they are 100% made of recyclable materials. By taking all these actions, we make sure that our company has little impact on the environment as possible.
That's a very important goal to have, because having sustainable goals, trying to leave a better planet for our children, is so very important. What role do you think e-commerce businesses like BatteryMate play in influencing consumer behavior towards more sustainable choices?
Wherever we go, whether it's Australia, America, India, Europe, e-commerce businesses are thriving. People want to buy things online. It does a couple of things. Let's say, for example, if you want to buy a case for your phone, what you used to do is you would drive to a local electronic shop. You will spend some time there. You will look for a battery case or a mobile phone case that you like, and then you will purchase it. You will come back home. That will do a couple of things. You will burn a lot of fuel. You will spend your time. Now what happens is you just go online. You select the case that you like, and it will be at your doorstep just next day. And then if there are a lot of consumers doing it, because of economies of scale, there is very little impact on environment by using this online model. I would say that's how e-commerce businesses contribute to reducing the environmental impact and driving more sustainability in our day-to-day life.
Let's change direction a bit. And looking back, what is one piece of advice you wish that you had when you started BatteryMate that would also benefit our listeners who are aspiring entrepreneurs?
One piece of advice that I would give to my younger self is I would tell myself that if you have a business idea, or if you have an idea that you believe will really work in your company, just go for it and focus on the execution. Because what happens in e-commerce businesses is barriers of entries are not very high. All it needs is correct execution. There were so many ideas that I personally came across when I started the company. There were always reasons, and I was always skeptic. I wasn't 100% sure if these ideas are going to work or not, or if the state of economy is correct or not. I would always wait for a really long time before executing some of the ideas. But then today in 2024, when BatteryMate has grown to what it is today, I am realizing that there is never a wrong time to execute right idea. There were a lot of businesses like Facebook and many other that actually started when there was a recession back in 2007, 2008. When you have a good business idea, just go for it, execute it, and make sure that you do it correctly.
I think that's very good advice, and advice I've heard from other guests on the podcast. When you've got a good idea, don't wait. Doesn't all have to be perfect. Just go for it. Done is better than perfect. So just start it, execute, and then you'll see. Fail fast, isn't it? And then you see if something's going to work or if you try something else.
That's right. So what I was saying is best is the enemy of good. If you try becoming best at everything you do, then you can't become good at a lot of things. But if you try becoming good at many things, you can actually become good. So best is the enemy of good.
Oh, I like that. I think that's excellent. I'll start adopting that quote. How do you envision the future of e-commerce, and what plans do you have for BatteryMate to continue its growth and impact?
So currently, we are leading battery and charger provider in Australia and New Zealand. We have recently launched our store in Northern America as well. It's doing great in Canada. It's doing good in US as well. We are launching our store in Europe in 2024. In second half of 2024 or early 2025, we are also going in India. So we have high hopes from this new markets, and e-commerce is growing pretty much left, right, and center in every corner of the world. I am very confident that BatteryMate will grow in this new markets as well.
Excellent. And I wish you and BatteryMate every success in its future growth. I'm sure you will take it to new heights, no doubt. Now we have come to the segment of our show where I'll ask you some rapid fire questions, our version of a game show. Are you ready?
Yes, I am.
If BatteryMate had a theme song, what would it be?
We will overcome, we will overcome. So we always, being a smaller company, right? We always see a lot of issues, a lot of hurdles every single day. But we always tell ourselves we will overcome all the hurdles. So we always sing this song, we will overcome one day.
Excellent. Describe your hiring strategy in 3 words.
My strategy is always hire for the attitude and not based on the resume. Hire for the attitude.
Excellent. If BatteryMate hosted a TED talk, what would the topic be?
Will be how to make all the diesel and petrol cars powered by batteries in next 5 years.
Oh, I love that. Excellent. Tea or coffee?
I like coffee.
What is one thing you do every day, no matter how busy you are?
I do meditation every day, regardless of how busy my routine is. I normally wake up at 5 a.m. every morning and I target to start my work at about 5:30 a.m. Regardless of how busy I am, I make sure that I spend about 10 minutes doing meditation at the beginning of the day.
Thank you for playing along. That was easy enough. Now, before we wrap up, we would like to do our Greenpool moment. What Greenpool advice would you give to your younger self?
I will tell my younger self that if you have business idea or if you have a strategy, if you have a goal in your mind, focus on execution and don't worry too much about the consequences. It will play out well.
I think that's excellent advice for everybody to keep in mind. Thank you so much, Vishal, for this insight or this look into the world of BatteryMate, from beginnings in a garage to e-commerce dominance. Your journey certainly is inspiring. Before we say goodbye, could you please tell our listeners where they can find and follow you? We'll also put this in the show notes.
They can find us on batterymite.com.au or batterymite.co.nz. They can also follow BatteryMite on YouTube, on Twitter, on Facebook, pretty much on all the social media platforms. We are known as BatteryMite.
Thank you again so much for being on the podcast. I've so enjoyed this conversation and I will for sure be following your journey. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
And to our listeners, if you've enjoyed this episode as much as I have, hit subscribe and stay tuned for more insights from industry game changers. Remember, the Greenpool leads to sustainability, innovation, and exciting conversations. Thank you for being part of the Matrix Greenpool community.
If you enjoy our conversations, please like and subscribe. See you next Wednesday.